The Air is Coming. Devotional, Day 6. 1 Corinthians 3:17 reads, God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. We celebrate this holiday because it reminds us that although our lives seem long, everything is temporary. We are that temporary tabernacle where the presence of God dwells in. Prophetically, this feast teaches us about the messianic era. Spiritually, a sukkah should remind us that we are nothing but strangers and pilgrims on this earth, that our citizenship is in heaven, so we should not cling to anything material. Sometimes we give too much weight to circumstances, but the Lord teaches and reminds us through this celebration that everything is temporary. As the grass dries up, so will our achievements pass, and also, just as quickly, will our sorrows cease. The Lord reminds us and encourages us to invest more of our life, which is temporary, in Him, because this will last forever, and leads us to wait patiently for what really matters, the eternal, my dwelling forever with Him, in Him, in heaven. With our eyes fixed on the goal, our pilgrimage through this life becomes lighter. In this celebration, we rejoice because we are celebrating the day when we will live forever in that city prepared by God Himself. Hebrews 11, verse 16 reads, But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. While that great day arrives, where we can see our God face to face, we should celebrate this feast because it is a perpetual statue, and because the Lord is pleased that we celebrate it, because there is a blessing, we will receive the rain, because Jesus also celebrated them, because we are Jews in the eyes of God, because Yeshua is the true tabernacle of God, because God wants us to learn to be thankful for coming out of our spiritual Egypt, our slavery to sin. God loves you so much that He wanted to be as close as possible. Now, what was the closest He could get? Let's reflect. What does this feast mean to you? What is the invitation that Jesus makes you when you're thirsty? Here's the challenge. Tell the person next to you if you are making the family altar to recite this week's memory verse for you. If you are doing it alone, recite it for yourself. Verse to memorize. John 7, verse 37 to 38. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of the living water will flow from his heart.